What's up, y'all? You are now tuning in to Queen Queen World Podcast.
Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo Podcast, get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo Podcast, get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo Podcast. Look. This the Queen Quimo Podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts all facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high, why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it, any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah, Midwest we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hello, everybody. Today is November the 14th, 2019, and you're listening to the Queen Quimo Podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit. Yes, y'all, you know what? I really today want to focus on talking about preparing for the new year, man. It's November. We got like less than 2 months until we enter the year of 2020. And I don't know about y'all, but man, 2019 been a hell of a year for me. Like, it's been so crazy, in a good way and in a bad way. Like, a lot of things have happened. Took my podcast to the next level by getting some more sponsorships and endorsements. My listeners went up. I really didn't focus a lot, spending a lot of time on doing podcasts. I say like the later half of the year, but you know, things have really been happening for me, and I really feel like it's because 2018 was so eye-opening for me that I really put a lot of preparation into the year 2019, and so I want to do the same thing for 2020, and I want y'all to do it too. So if you haven't done so already, y'all, now is a good time to start journaling. It's a good time to start getting your vision boards done. It's a good time to start putting things into perspective, like figuring out what you want to do for yourself. Like me personally, like next year I'm gonna be 30, so like it's been a lot of pressure on me, and you know, I've been unpacking, and I want to talk about that as well too. Like, we talk all of this shit, right, about, oh, let's be successful, and I want to be married, or I want to get some money, or I want to start a business. We talk about all this shit we want to do, right? And you know, we start accomplishing those things. We start getting half of those things done, but I don't think we really, really mentally prepare ourselves for like what that entails. And I think that's so important too. So we really need to like not just focus on chasing, but we also got to focus on unpacking. So I'm going to talk a little bit more in depth about that. So like, let me go into a commercial real quick, and then after that, I'm gonna give y'all some tips and, like, of course, my own personal experiences, etc. So, if you're looking to prepare yourself for the new year, here's a couple of things that you could do to start getting ready for the year 2020. Number one, write down a list of your accomplishments, man. It's so fucking important. I think sometimes we get so wrapped up into chasing and going. I'm guilty of this, that we don't sit down and write down and then fucking evaluate and appreciate all of the things that we've done the whole year. And it's important. not even just for the year, but just in your life. Sit down and think about the things that you went through in the past, the things that you've done in the past, and how you've transgressed, and how you've become, like, you've come so far from the things that you fucking been through, or the things that you put out for yourself. So write down your list of accomplishments. It helps you. It helps you to remember, like, look, man, I did this shit all this year, or I did this shit before. I can do this shit again. You know, I can do anything I fucking put my mind to. Like, I'm capable. I'm worthy. It's important, you know, speak life into yourself, and then looking at those things that you accomplished and be like, man, I did all of that shit. I'm gonna do some more shit like that, some more hot girl shit this year. You feel me? That's how I talk to myself. But yeah, do that. Write down a list of your accomplishments and start thinking about the things you've done, and really, like, talk good about your accomplishments. Like, it's okay to tell yourself, like, man, I did all of this shit this year. It's cool. Sit down and do that, because it's gonna motivate you, and it's gonna make you go even further. You know, nothing's better than appreciating yourself more than the world appreciates you. Because if you look for everybody else to remind you of your accomplishments, that's a problem, because you'll start doing it for the people out there to be proud of you. You have to be proud of yourself. So look at your accomplishments and remind yourself, like, damn, I did all of this shit. I'm gonna set myself up for next year, you know. Anyways, so that's one thing you can do. Another thing you gotta do, write down the things you learned this year, man. You know, it's a whole 365 days in the year 2019. What did you learn this year out of those days, out of those months, out of those seconds, minutes? What have you learned for the year 2019? What has it taught you about yourself? What have you learned about your environment? What have you learned about your surroundings? Like, what have you learned? 2019 definitely taught me a lot. I think 2019, I feel like, taught me how to unpack. You know, I think 2018 showed me I was capable, and it made me go further. I think 2019... now that I'm sitting back thinking about it, you know, it could be different. I don't know. It may be different even after I think about it doing this episode. But I feel like right now, the year 2019 was all about unpacking so that I can accept what's coming. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in the later of this episode. But yes, write down the things that you learned about this year and really, like, cherish that. Like, you should learn something about every year that you on earth. Like, every year you should be sitting back learning, like, and evaluating the things that you learn and writing those things down, because it just gives you a reason to keep pushing. You know, each year has a new lesson, new blessing, you know. Another thing, clean up your wardrobe. This is me. Look, y'all, I'm not a outside person. I used to be when I was young, like, younger. I think now I really fucking really enjoy being in the house. And so unless I'm working, I don't really have a lot of clothes to get dressed. And now that I'm, like, getting into different things and I'm beginning to network and I'm kind of expanding, I really need to, like, start dressing the part. And I think that's important. Like, they say appearance is everything. You know, it's not just about, like, looking glamorous and all of this other shit. But, you know, when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you do good. And so I think, like, a wardrobe really ultimately speaks before you even open your motherfucking mouth. So, you know, if you want to go into the year doing some good things, new things, big things, change your wardrobe up. And this is something I'm definitely, like, for the year 2020, I'm trying to be fly all motherfucking year. I'm sick of being in the house, being the little Raggedy Ann Cinderella stepchild. But it's cool. You know, I know I'm flying and fly when I get dressed. But yes, wardrobe is important. Change your wardrobe for the year 2020, y'all. This is all about the year of vision. This is all about the year of building and expansion. And I think that's what it's really going to be about, especially for our Black people. You know, I see a lot of entrepreneurship and a lot of people waking up and being released from prison. You know, shout out to all my homies out there that's locked up, incarcerated. Free all of y'all. You feel me? All of y'all. But anyways, yeah, man, 2020 is the year about that. So, man, change up the wardrobe. You know, it's time for that. Another thing you could do, upgrade your surroundings, man. Go places you never went for the year 2020. Do things you've never fucking done. Speak with people you never communicated with. You know, I think sometimes, like, we get so used to our surroundings, and this is for me. Like, I'm very content with like just sitting in the house. I'm very content with not socializing. You know, and people believe it's the opposite for me, that I just really love being extroverted and being out in parties and all of that. I really don't. I really like to sit in the house and just not be bothered. You know, I just feel like I be working so hard that my cop out is to sit in the house, you know, for a lot of things. But I think that's really fucked up, because it's a lot of dope ass people in the world that's like myself, and I should be out interacting with them. And it's a lot of beautiful scenery out there that I've never seen. I've never been out of the country. It's time to start doing those things and start enjoying myself. And I really feel like it is so important to like just change your surroundings and upgrade yourself, because that in itself is going to help you with growth. You know, if you surround yourself with the same motherfuckers all the time that ain't trying to do shit, want to complain, just sit on their ass, cry about all of their situation, then what you think going to happen with you? You got to surround yourself with people that are a little bit higher or a little bit different than yourself, to help you grow and reflect on things that you should do and pursue with your own life. So I really do believe in upgrading my surroundings. You know, I really do believe in upgrading the people that you surround yourself with. And I also believe in, you know, taking the information that you learn and giving it to others. You know, so the only way that we could really do that is changing our surroundings, so that we could make the surrounding around us, you know, our normal surroundings, be upgraded and leveled the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, it's all about growth and development. You feel me? That's what it's all about. Discipleship. Let me stop. But anyways, what was I talking about? Oh, but yeah, man, that's a lot of things that we could really do for the year 2020. And again, man, vision board. So if you don't know what a vision board is, let me pull up the actual definition of a vision board, because I talk about this a lot on my podcast. So if y'all been listening to me or you know me personally, y'all know I like really advocate for fucking vision boards and journaling. Shit, I first got turned on to them from my homegirl. Like, she, when I first moved up here, she was like, oh, we need to do a vision board party. We need to do this. Woo, woo, woo. So we did. And literally, for me doing that vision board, it changed my life and made me move a lot differently, you know. But basically, a vision board is like, what is it? It's like a dream board, or it's like a tool used to like inspire you and help you attain your goals. So it's basically, let me pull up a fucking dictionary definition. Hold on, yo, what is a vision board? Okay, so a vision board is a tool to help you clarify and concentrate and focus on specific life goals. So your vision board will have things that you really want to accomplish and work on. Like, it could be spiritual, it could be weight loss, it could be a career, it could be school, it could be family. Like, things that are important to you that you have a vision for in yourself, that you really like want to reinforce and like keep in mind. So like, the board should be like visual representations, and it should be somewhere where you be every day, where you can look at it and remember, and like have like daily affirmation to like reinforce like your focus. You feel me? So like, I did my first vision board for the year 20, going into the year 2018. So January 1st or something like that of 2018, that's when we did the vision board in January. And like, literally from there, I feel like 2020 was like a good startup year for me. You know, literally everything that I put on that board started coming into like reality and formation. And so I did a second one the end of 2018, going into the year 2019. I did another one. And so literally from there, from doing the vision boards, I also started doing like a short-term. Like, if y'all come into my house, like, anybody who know me or, like, came to the podcast area, like, they know, like, I got, like, a whole bunch of ghetto rig shit up in here. But I got all type of boards. I'm walking over here. Hold on. So, from the vision board that I created in 2018, I created another one for 2019. And it just became more clear to me the things that I wanted to do, the things I envisioned for myself with my family, the things I envisioned for myself for my business, for my people. I put people that inspire me on there. Like, I got the Panthers on there. I got the Nation of Islam on there. I got Oprah on there, shit like that. Madam CJ Walker. Just shit like that that inspire you. I got marriage on there because I do want to be married. You know, I want to have kids. You know, stuff like that. Just things that you envision for yourself that you see attainable and possible, you put on that board, you know. And then on top of me creating these things for my board and my personal journal, I put why these people inspire me. And like how I put like a plan, like how I plan to achieve these things that are on these boards, like my plan of correction. So because I have other people come to my house and these are like personal things of mine, I keep them in my own little private journal because some things you got to keep sacred. You feel me? But anyways, so then like from there, I created project management board and then short-term goal board, sales plan board, etc. Like, so I am a very like bored person. I have to have shit. This is all in my little work area. So when I get to working and I come and sit down and do my podcasting, or I come and sit down and do my blog articles or my sales, whatever the fuck I'm doing, I come over here and for like the first 30 minutes, I look at these boards. I look at these boards because I want to remember and have this good like fucking energy storing before I get to working. You know what I'm saying? So like if you like into like, I don't know, like everybody is different, but if you into boards or you into like having to see things and you need those affirmations, I'm here to tell y'all the shit do work. It like definitely make you grind and make you like motivated and to help you get some motherfucking shit done. So I encourage anybody listening, like if you want to really like set some goals up for yourself, write a board, put it down, put it into action, and it will help. It'll make all the difference in the world. So I want to send everybody some good blessings and energy because I know a lot of people start trying to crunch down onto their goals in December, like the late end of December, beginning of January. We got to start preparing a little bit more. I started preparing actually for 2020 way back in June, you know, because I've been saying 2020 is the year for me. I'm going to be a millionaire in the year 2020. You feel me? And so like, if this is a goal that you set for yourself, don't let nobody tell you how the fuck you gonna set your goal. You are in control of your own destiny, power, and all of that shit. Just stay prayed up, keep good people around you, etc. You know, you can do whatever you set out to do. For real, for real. And I'm sending good energy y'all way, okay? But yeah. Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Queen Quamo podcast. I want you guys to do me a favor. Go to my website, queenquamo.com. Make sure you're subscribed. Also, check out the new features on my website. Couple of new things going on. We got hair care products, t-shirts, journals. Now we got the self-help theorem. So if you're trying to get some information about podcasting, want to know more about my hair care products, you could go to that self-help forum and get what you need. So that again, go to queenquamo.com. What's up, y'all? This your girl, Queen Quamo. I want you guys to do me a favor and go to wakeuprise.com and check out some of their dope apparel. They got over 100 products and they add more products on the site daily. They got pillows, leggings, hats, t-shirts, all of that. So if you like being black and you like to get some of those woke quotes and be fresh to death in the process, go to wakeuprise.com. Shout till you drop. Yes, and I'm back. So again, we want to talk about getting prepared for year 2020. Last year, the year 2019, like preparing into the year 2019, I did a vision board. I brought it in praying just in the crib, you know, had a nice little drink and just really like I took the fuck off this year. I ain't even gonna lie. And even though I got a lot of things accomplished, I got so many things done and like I'm still like creating an agenda for myself for 2020, I realized that I get so much in the habit of chasing and like trying to get all of these things done that I forget to unpack and lighten my load. You know, because we always want more. We wanting to do more. Like, we got so much shit that we want to do. So, like, my goal was to, like, really take my business to the next level and, like, really expand myself and, like, do a lot of research for my brand, etc. And things have been happening. I launched the hair care line. You know, I did a lot of things with connecting as far as podcasting going. I met, like, a lot of extension of people into my network. You know, a lot of things have been happening. However, I feel like I haven't really truly enjoyed myself or celebrated these things because I'm just constantly on the move and I'm constantly adding more things to do for myself and constantly setting more bars up for myself. But in the process of doing all that, a lot of things also happened in addition to that. Like, I kept being unemployed. You know what I'm saying? I kept being unemployed. I kept getting fucking fired. Like, I don't even know how many times I've been fired this year. But that's neither here nor there. But anyways, I said all that to say this. I feel like it was necessary. I feel like God had to sit me down so that I can start unpacking some things. So, like, right now, I'm working at a warehouse. And any of my listeners that work at a factory, work at a warehouse, if y'all work at a place where you can't have your phone in there, you know that sometimes, like, your mind just gets to pacing and wondering. So if you work 10 to 12 hour shifts, the whole shift you just thinking. Like, you just thinking. Your mind is just thinking. And I came to a conclusion that there's so many things that if I'm going to be successful, I can't fucking take with me. Like, I can't take with me emotions from the past. You can't take with you. If you want to be a millionaire, you got to learn how to balance your emotions and take things that have, like, crippled you and stumbled you from so long. Got to let that shit go. And so I just really, like, finally, after doing a lot of analyzing and thinking, I'm really finally ready to let a lot of fucking things go that don't belong in my life. Like, don't belong in your life. And I think for the year 2020, you know, whatever goals you set for yourself, you should always try to set a goal to unpack. Stop carrying on so many bags and putting so much shit in the bag that don't belong to you on your new journey. And I always talk about the car and, like, how we taking a trip, but not just taking a trip and having passengers and all of that shit, clearing out the passengers so you have a nice ride as you transition to success, but make sure the bag that you're carrying is not heavy. Like, I was carrying on, like, guilt, you know, because when you get to a higher level or you start chasing a higher level, you start feeling like you have to do things out of guilt. Like, you start holding on to toxic friendships out of guilt. You start holding on to toxic relationships out of guilt. And that's not healthy. And if you want to, like, really fully enjoy your transition and your purpose in life, we got to remove guilt. We got to unpack these bags and this load that we carrying, like things that our parents have done to us. We got to let go of that guilt. Things that ex relationships have done to us. We got to let go of that guilt. We got to let go of that pain. We got to let go of that trauma. And it's easier said than done, but I feel like it's worth trying to remove that shit so that we could, like, really fully enjoy life and carry on to the next purpose. Because, like, if your bag is too heavy, and your load is too heavy, you don't have enough room to fit in all the other abundance of blessings that's coming your way. So empty out your bag, y'all, so that you can accept these blessings. And this is a note message even to myself, because, like I said, I didn't realize I was going through so much shit until I had a lot of time, like, to sit to myself and start analyzing different things that I was doing and allowing myself, like, so much pain I'm holding on to from my father, or pain that I'm holding to from past relationships, pain that I'm holding to for things that I've done to even people. And it's at a point where you just got to be accepting of what that shit really is and move the fuck on, you know. And I had a conversation with my homeboy, and I'm gonna actually publish that episode this week. I had a conversation with my homeboy AC Johnson, and he really talked a little bit more in depth about acceptance. And y'all should check out his EP. It's on Apple, it's on Spotify, it's on Google Music, it's on all of that. And it's called, Acceptance. Let me check it out and see. But he talk a little bit more about that. His song called Acceptance, I really fucks with it. So let me. All right, y'all. Just want to say thank y'all for tuning in to the Queen Quavo podcast. I fucking love y'all. I appreciate every last one of y'all, man. I'm really, like, praying that this is a good year for everybody listening. You know, make sure that y'all do what y'all supposed to do, man. Stay prayed up. Like, stay gold up. Stay glued up to fight this battle in case you have to duke up the motherfucking enemy for trying to stop you, you know. Fuck all that. We ain't going for that shit this year. Like, 2020 is our year to shine. I'm claiming it. You know, I'm sending it y'all way. You know, hopefully y'all sending it my way. And yeah, thank y'all for listening, man. Hope y'all have a good time, good day. Gracias.